This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. I was talking to a lobbyist a few weeks back, and he told me that policymaking in Washington is cyclical. There's legislation, and after that, there's regulation, which is followed by litigation. Well, the lobbyist told me that we're in the regulation stage, which brings us to the news of the day. Efforts to regulate by two different government agencies tell pretty much the same story. The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, proposed a new broadband internet rule. And we'll get to that in a minute. But first, Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us started with the Food and Drug Administration's bid to regulate e-cigarettes for the first time.
E-cigarettes are new, so they're all over the map. Some come from big tobacco firms, some from companies you've never heard of. Some look like regular cigarettes, some look kind of like gadgets from the Starship Enterprise. What they have in common is right now, they're basically unregulated.
At the present time, with FDA having no authority to regulate these products, it is a bit of the wild, wild west.
That's FDA Commissioner Dr. Margaret Hamburg. Her proposal would bar sales to minors and require product approval. But it did not crack down on advertising or flavored products thought to appeal to kids. It's not as tough as industry feared. That has tobacco analysts optimistic and anti-smoking advocates furious.
I think the e-cigarette companies are pretty much given a pass here.
UC San Francisco tobacco control researcher Stanton Glantz wants tougher regulations. The FDA says it needs more research. Kenneth Warner is a University of Michigan public health professor where he studies tobacco use.
We actually have relatively little science on any aspect of e-cigarettes.
He says e-cigarette makers would be smart to accept some regulation and the legitimacy that goes with it. But some will fight with lobbying and bureaucratic weapons.
The industry, if it follows the path of the cigarette industry over the years, will submit huge numbers of comments simply to slow down the process.
It could be years before anything proposed today becomes reality. So at the FDA, going is slow. Over at the FCC, they're talking content we want to go fast. Marketplace's Noel King reports on rules that could determine the fate of our internet.
If the internet were a 5K race, the gun would go off and all the content would start from the same line and finish at the same time, in a tie. The FCC is planning to propose new rules that could let some content sprint during the last mile. Companies like Amazon or Netflix could pay broadband providers, like Verizon or Comcast, to speed to the finish line first. For supporters of net neutrality or the idea that all net content should travel at the same speed, this is a problem. Astra Taylor is author of The People's Platform, Taking Back Power and Culture in the Digital Age.
It might behoove a company with deep pockets like Amazon or Facebook to pay extra and make sure that they're loaded promptly onto your mobile device. But what about an independent media outlet?
Paul Gallant, a managing director at Guggenheim Securities, says the new proposals could benefit customers.
I think the FCC is starting to realize that maybe having a blanket rule against any kind of traffic prioritization may wall off innovative new business models.
Say Gallant were a Verizon customer.
And ESPN wants to pay Verizon Wireless so that I can watch lots of ESPN video on my Verizon phone for free, that might be a good thing.
The FCC will issue its proposal next month, then it's open for public comment. There may not be a final ruling until the end of the year or later. Paul Gallant says in a year or two for consumers, the internet will probably look a lot like it does today. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.